to happen, I mean, right away. We've come up and we want prayer, and that's great, and it does, and it has. But sometimes, say sometimes, it don't. Sometimes it don't happen right away. Sometimes you don't get the instant gratification. Sometimes it's like a butterfly that goes into a cocoon and has to molt or whatever it does to be transformed into what it is becoming, the beautiful butterfly. Many of us are just trying to exist, and we're wanting gratification, instant drive-up mentality. I want it now, Lord, fix me. I need this done. I need that done. And we're expecting everything to happen right away. Over 40, 30 years old, and you've lived somewhat of your life, and you've experienced that, you know that sometimes things take a lot longer than when you were younger. You were like, okay, I expected it, but it didn't happen. Say yet. Got to learn to use that word, yet. I haven't seen it yet, but I know. How many of you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? There's a metamorphosis happening inside of your life. Do you know that? Do you know that God is changing you from who you were? How many of you used to be rascals? I'll just use that word. How do you like that one? Some of us in here were really some rascals, and God is changing and doing some things in our life. Good. Does God know, watch this, does God know your dirty little secret? My dirty little secret? Yes, he does. All right, I should say it like this so I don't offend you. Does God know my dirty little secret? Yes, he does. We all, say all. We all have issues. We got things in our life that we haven't got right yet. Anybody realize that? That if you're looking for that perfect person, you're going to be looking for the rest of your life, because there was only one, and his name is Jesus, and he died so that we could have life. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Understanding that there is a process going on. Understanding that there's a transformation happening. We are living life. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? If we choose to accept this relationship as Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we choose to accept that relationship, then guess what? This comes in the package. You become an ambassador for the kingdom of God. Well, no, I didn't sign up for that. Yes, you did. If you gave your life to Christ from the day you decided to follow Jesus until you die, you will be an ambassador for the kingdom of God. You will be an ambassador for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everything you do and everything you will do, people are watching. And they say, oh, I thought he was a Christian. I thought they go to church. Don't worry about all what they're saying. Worry about what he's saying. How many of you know he's got the final say? Too many of us are trying to say, well, I'm just not going to make it, so I'll just give up. I'll just sit back and ride a little while. I don't want to be involved. I don't want people to judge me. But they're going to do that anyway. How many of you know they're going to judge you anyway? So you might as well please the Father. Amen? You might as well get into the Holy Spirit and realize that we want Jesus to look down at that day and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Say faithful. Thou good and faithful servant. He's looking for you and me. Well, along with this ambassadorship also comes an upgrade. How many of you know you're ready for an upgrade? It's called the Holy Spirit. When we give our life to Christ, we receive God. We receive Jesus. We receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, there's a lot of folks that'll say, well, you know, there's a lot of beliefs, doctrine and all that. But I'm here to tell you that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you accepted the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You may not be manifesting the Holy Spirit yet. Uh-oh. But it's a process. Say process. It's coming. Do you need to be baptized in water? Yes, you do. Do you need to be baptized in fire? Yes, you do. To be manifesting the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Uh-oh, it's getting quiet. We say we got an upgrade. We got a helper. His name is the Holy Spirit. Are we coming to the kingdom of God with some issues? All right, let me just ask this question. How many of you in here do not have any issues? Look around, everybody, quick, because you only get them to be honest every now and then before the Father. Amen. Excuse me. This is why in the book of Esther, chapter 4, in verse 14, Uncle Mordecai, say Uncle Mordecai. Uncle Mordecai told Queen Esther, yet, who knows? Say, who knows? I see, I like you to talk a little. Say, who knows whether you come to the kingdom for... Man, if we could catch a glimpse, if we could realize that you don't have tomorrow. You don't have yesterday. You only have the present. Present. The present. Present. Today is your day. Today is your time. Today is the day of your salvation. And there are people looking and trying to find out what you got. How many of you know you got Jesus? And they know us because they're saying, what is it different about you? Have you noticed when you gave your life to Christ that all of a sudden some folks started saying, there's something different. You're not like all the rest of the people. There's a smile on your face. You actually enjoy life. How many of you know that there's a lot of people today not enjoying life? They're miserable. They're frustrated. They're struggling. They're having problems because they're not seeking the kingdom of God first. Yet who knows whether you was born into the kingdom? God knows that you were born for such a time as, say, today. You see, you can look around and you can try to, well, I'm not ready for that. And don't get all caught up into what you're not prepared for, what you're not ready for. Today is the day of salvation. Today is your day. Today is, say, my day. Have you ever heard the Bible story of Saul when he was transformed into the Paul? Amen? You ever heard that story where he got slapped down? You know, there's a lot of doctrine that says he got slapped down off a horse or a donkey, but I've never read it that way. He just said he got slapped down. And you know, I was reading through this week, and I kind of realized something else, too. I thought it was just Saul that got slapped down, but actually it was all of the men that were with him. So when the presence of God comes, poof. Have you ever read the story where Jesus was in the garden and he said, we're come for Jesus, and he says, I am. Poof. They all fell over. That's why the word says is at the end, every knee shall bow for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How many of you know he's coming? You might as well start preparing right now, today. You might as well start getting, you might as well. You've tried everything else. How many of you tried everything else? I mean, we got a few in here that's tried almost everything else. But I maybe know it's time for your transformation. It's time for your transformation to be transformed, just like Saul was changed into Paul. Listen to his commission from the Lord for his ambassadorship. Listen, Saul was just having an ordinary day, just living his life like many of us do. We just live in our day-to-day life, and God showed up. Have you ever been just doing something and you really did hear God's voice, not verbally, but you knew God got your attention? Have you heard his voice? Have you heard the knocking? Have you heard somebody in your subconscious say, you need to stop that. You need to get away from that. You need to whatever. Have you heard his voice say amen? So we know we're in the right place. Because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. See, many of us hear his voice, but we're disobedient. I'll just leave it. And Saul was just living his life doing what he thought was right. How many of you know the Bible says that there's a way that seems right in a man, but in the end leads to death. And Paul was just doing his own thing and living his own life, doing what he thought was right. He even had commissioned by the priest to go out. But listen, let me read it. Acts 26 and 12. While thus occupied as my journey to Damascus with authority from the commission from the chief priest, while he was just out doing his own thing. I want you to be honest with me now, really. Raise your hand if this is you. How many of you just do your own thing most of the time? Come on. How many of you know it's time to stop it? It's time for us to start doing the Father's will and not just our own will. In the midday, O king along the road, he's talking to the king, and I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me. Have you heard his voice speaking to you lately? If you haven't, It's time to separate yourself and come into his presence. And saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goats. I mean, that means like stickers. And then basically, if you bring it down to, in other words, in our life today, is we would just live in our own life, doing what we wanted to do, just doing our own thing. And then the word of the Lord came and knocked on your heart and touched your heart and opened your eyes and gave you a little bit of understanding. But you went, well, you know, Lord, you understand, you know my heart. We got all of those excuses, right? Say right. We got a bunch of excuses we use that we're not ready yet, Lord. I'm coming, but not today. How about today is the day of salvation, huh? And they all fell, and he heard the voice speaking to me and saying, in the Hebrew language, Saul, why are you kicking against the goads? In other words, why are you just living your own life? When God's calling you, we hear his voice. When God's calling, do you hear his voice? When God says, Murray, I had to find somebody I knew his name real quick. In the year 2020 coming up, will we hear God's voice? Will we decide to follow him? Say decide. Will we decide to follow him? And watch this. By following him, we become more. Now you fill in the blank, more what? But I know what I'm going to be more of. I'm going to be more full of my Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be less like Tyrone. I want to cut off the old man's nature and start putting on the new man. How many of you are ready for a new man in your life? Acts chapter 26 and 15 says, and so I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. In other words, whom you're resisting, whom you're not following, whom you're holding back. Who are you, Lord? Sometimes we want to know, God, who are you in my life? Are you the King of kings and Lord of lords? Are you the Almighty God? Are you the Alpha and Omega in the beginning and again? Oh, yeah, we'll say yeah. But we're living not like he is. Are we truly wanting to live like that? Process, say process. Say transformation. It's about the transforming. It's about learning the process. And it's about not rushing God, because too many of us want to hurry up and get there. And if we're not there next week, then I'm just going to have to wait till next year, because I was expecting it today. And it may be. I'm not saying it's not. But sometimes it's a process. Say process. It's a journey that we're on. It's an entire lifetime. Have you seen, watch this, some of you older folks who can say amen to this, younger folks, you're still yet to see it. But you've seen a lot of Christians come up, get high, woohoo, look at them, they're the greatest Christian in the world. And then 2 years from then, where are they? Have you seen churches blow up, get real big, 4 years, 5, 10, 15, where they at? Because they're not laying a firm foundation in Jesus Christ. They're trying to follow the fads. They're trying to follow the, ooh, it's hot today. Let's do what they're doing down the road, brother. They got the Holy Spirit. They go, woo-hoo. And I believe, don't get me wrong, I 100% believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe in laying hands on people and seeing them healed. I've done it. I've seen it. I've seen people laid out in the Spirit. I've seen people drunk in the Spirit. I've experienced it. I may be experienced some of that stuff. If you don't want to experience it, run. Because God's going to do a transformation in your life this year. Say this year. Oh, I want it now, Lord. I want to get closer to you. What does he say? Draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. Do you want it, or are you just trying to have something? You just want to, what did the Boy Scouts get a badge? What do they call them? Merit badges. They get merit badges. Look what I got. I did this and I did that and I can do this. It's not about getting your merit badges. It's about following the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's not about bragging and telling somebody, well, I can do. How about just living your life and allow the Holy Spirit to give you direction and walk in unison with the body of Christ? If we're not loving one another, guess what? We're wrong. If we're talking about our neighbors, guess what? We're wrong. If we're struggling with Christianity and other Christians, guess what? We got a problem. Because you see this thing up here? It's called the cross. I say this every once in a while, but when we got this correctly, this vertical, horizontal, correctly, this works. Guess what? When this is right, this works. If this ain't working, this ain't right. How many of you know Jesus loves the people you dislike? Uh-oh. Ha! Wait a minute, he's a jerk. That's okay. I was a jerk too. How many of y'all were jerks? I bet you, no, we got a few honest people. Look at that. I didn't expect nobody to raise a hand. Yes, I was a jerk. God loves us, each and every one of us. He loved the world. He loves everyone. He wants us all. He wishes that all of us come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Coming in 2020, for those of you who truly want more, who will follow Jesus, who won't resist, and won't do like Paul and kick against the goads. Well, this is tough. Why do you think sometimes our lives are so stressful? Why is our life so hard sometimes? It's because we're kicking against the goads. We're struggling. We're trying to make things work. Come on, God, I've been praying. He said, yes, but are you listening? You see, because as many of us want to holler and scream at God and tell him what we want and what we need, but he keeps telling us, listen, I got something else I need you to do first. I'm giving you an olive branch. I'm giving you a way, say a way, where there seems to be no way. But Lord, I can't do that. Yes, you can. If he's called you, he's enabled you. How many of you know God is not too short? Watch this. Acts 26 and 14. But rising, I might have to get moving. But rising, hang on, slow down, Tom. 26, Acts 26, 14. But rise and stand to your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, say this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both to these things which you have seen and to the things that yet has been revealed to you. How many of you know God has made you, huh? A witness, huh? Not me. I'm not a witness. I don't have a good testimony. Then get one. It is a process. You will have one if you will start. Say start working at it. It's not. I mean, God's gift is free. He gives us salvation. Right? Amen. Anybody disagree with that? I'm gonna get Adam to come slap you if you disagree. But if you agree with that, then you have to realize that along the journey that it's a process, because there's a lot of old man's nature that we got to get rid of, that we got to cut off, that we got to stop, that we got to repent. Say repent. Uh-oh. I don't want to repent. Well, get used to it, because if you truly love Jesus, you'll learn that that's your lifestyle. How many of you said, I'm sorry, way too many times to Jesus? Huh? Rise and stand on your feet, for this purpose I've called you, that you might be a minister and a witness, both to these things that you have seen and the things that yet are coming. Say in 2020, it's coming. Watch this, Acts 26 and 17. I will deliver you from the Jewish people and as well from the Gentiles, to whom you now, I know, I now send you. Somebody say, stop and read it there. Huh? So now I send you. Why? He's now sent us. You see, in other words, he sent Paul to the Jews and the Gentiles. So Jesus is sending you to the people in Hancock County and the state of Mississippi, if you live in here. If you're going to move, guess what? He's going to send you there. That's where he's sending you. To do what? Why? Why are you sending it? To open the eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light. How many of you were walking in darkness, but now you've turned and you're walking in the light of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? All of a sudden you start seeing things a little brighter. Say brighter. You start realizing that that was not the right way. That was in darkness. Now this is light. From the power of Satan to God. He's turning us. He's wanting us to be a part. Say a part. Of his ministry to turn people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan, because there's a lot of people that are just deceived and we're walking in darkness and we're walking under the fake power, the counterfeit power of Satan, when we can have the real, say real, power of God in our life. from the power of Satan to God, that they might receive what? Forgiveness of sin. How many of you know it's time for us to realize that we have been forgiven? Have you sinned? Say yes. You have sinned, but you have been forgiven. Already, God, Jesus died on the cross for your future, past, present, and future sins. Now, that doesn't mean you go and do what you want to do. Because there's a way that seems right in a man that leads to death, right? So you don't just go out and say, well, I can drink and smoke and fool around and do whatever I want to do. And God, I'm forgiven because God knows my heart. Guess what? You're going to be in trouble. You might be saved. But how many of you know we're going to get to a place tonight, today, that there's a lot of people watching. How many of you know there's a lot of people watching? Your rewards in heaven shall be great if we'll follow Jesus. We'll have an opportunity to be a witness and a testimony everywhere we go. To realize that we can ask, we can tell people, guess what? I was forgiven and so can you. You can be forgiven as well. Excuse me just a minute. I'm getting a little excited. Amongst those who are sanctified by faith in me. How many of you know God is sanctifying you? He's sanctified and he still is sanctifying. It's a present participle. I'm not an English major, sorry. It's for today. How about that? It's for now, and it's for today, and it's for tomorrow. It's ongoing. We got English majors. Can tell me what that was? I don't know, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. As Christians, we all have a transformation life to discover. We have a transforming life to discover. Every day we can discover. I've used this analogy a few times. If you ever read in Revelations, it talks about the angels that are floating around the throne of God. And every time they make a loop around the throne of God, they singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy. Now what's happening is every time they make a loop around the Lord, they're getting a new revelation of who he is. How many of you have made a few loops and you've seen a few revelations in your life? And all of a sudden you're seeing Jesus. All of a sudden you're seeing the Father. Holy. Holy are you, Lord. All of a sudden you start seeing what's real in life and not all of this stuff that we're trying to fill in our life. If I could just make some more money, if I could just have a new car, if I could just have a house, if I could just have a child, if I could just have 14 kids. Anybody? We get caught up in the wants and the desires. I get a kick out of this all the time because I got a garage full of stuff. Anybody got a garage or an attic full of stuff that you absolutely don't need? You haven't touched it or saw it even in a couple of years. But yet we got it. It's mine. We've got to have it because it's the newest, freshest thing, the newest game. I bet you there's a ton of kids in here that's got the newest everything. Here you go. Watch this. How many of y'all got a new phone? Ooh, God, it lasts for like 2 months, and they say, well, that's an old one. You got to get an upgrade. What's up with that? Never satisfied. You never satisfied unless, say unless. Oh, you know who your provider is. See, I got your attention when I said phones, didn't I? You're never satisfied. You got to have the biggest, the best, and then one day you realize that no matter what you got, it's not going to matter. Because the word talks about all things are going to be burned away. It's all going to be burnt. And there's nothing left but your spirit. What have you done with what you got in your man? What have you done with the Spirit of God that God gave you so that you could be a witness and a testimony? That's what I'm talking about, your rewards in heaven. That's why he said build your rewards in heaven and not on the earth. So that way we can live when we die. Oh, dying is a glorious thing. Too many of us are, ooh, they died, oh no. Well, they may have died without hope. if you feel that way, but I'm here to tell you, I got many loved ones that have died, and they're now walking in glory with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Am I going to miss them? Yes. And did I cry when they died? Absolutely. But, how many of you know they're in a better place? Glory to God. See, it's a difference when people die and they have no hope. But we got hope. We know that when our family dies or when they're saved and they die, because I've got a few members that ain't saved. When they're saved and they die, glorify your name, Lord. There's no more pain. There's no more crying. There's no more sorrow. Oh, my goodness. We can rejoice that our loved ones are walking with the Father. And one day we'll be there again. Amen? Hallelujah. Where am I? I don't know. I've got to get back to the scriptures because I got a lot to do yet. As Christians, we have to be transformed in our life day by day. Saul received transformation into the Paul. Every day we will receive or reject. We will receive or reject our new life divine. Our new life. Say divine. Oh, my goodness. Every time I say the word divine, I remember that old song that I have a new way of living. I have a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Because I'm abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace. He has made them mine. Why? Because I have prosperity, power, and victory. Because I'm abiding. I wish I could sing better. Abiding in the vine. Yeah. Hallelujah. How many of you know it's time for us to learn to abide in the divine, in the King of Kings, Lord? Every day we have choices to make, to be rejected, to reject what God has for us, or to receive what God has for us. Amen? As our transformation has happened, it won't be business as usual. Too many of us are just living life as business as usual. Oh, it's New Year's coming. How many of you know New Year's is coming? You know, it's on, you know, yeah. New Year's is coming. Oh, let me make my New Year's resolution. Oh, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do that. And they say the statistics is 95% people don't do it. And that's what we do sometimes with Jesus. Oh, Jesus, now I'm going to do things right. We can't follow the world's lead on that. We can't follow what the world has shown us to be truth. How many of you know they have lied? How many of you know the devil is a liar? He's the father of lies. He will lie to you. His object is to kill, steal, and destroy you. Have we fallen into his trap? Have we allowed ourselves to reject Jesus Christ? Oh, I never rejected Jesus. Well, what are you doing? You see, because the facts are, he's called us to be a witness, huh, and have a testimony. Do we have a witness? Do we have a testimony? No, not yet, brother. I just can't find my ministry. One day I'm going to get back in the church, and I'm going to start getting involved, and I'm going to find out what God wants me to do. But today, I'm just going to do what I think is right. Why do you think people are struggling? What I think is right. What is right for today? There's a way that seems right to man in the end. Leads to death. Every day we can receive or reject our new life divine. It's not business as usual. It's not the same old, same old. Every day is a, say, new day. You see, you can wake up. You don't raise your hand here, okay? There's many of you this morning, many of us, I'll put myself in there, this morning have already made some issues, had some problems. Come on, honey, hurry up. Don't you know we're going to be late? Where's the kid's socks? I don't know. You washed them. They're in the dryer. I only got one. Already this morning, we've already had some issues with life. Did we eat breakfast? I don't know. I gave them some cereal. Did they have milk? I don't know that either. I just poured the box all over them. Let it suck in somewhere. Oh, my goodness. It's not the same old, same old. It's not things as normal. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 through 21. This is it, Shari. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. We regard no one as the normal man. Even though we have accepted Jesus Christ according to the flesh, we know that him thus no longer, but by the Spirit. In other words, we know Jesus Christ is Spirit and truth. We have been transformed. As we are being transformed, we grow and mature and develop into who he calls us to be. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Say new. I like new. Old things are passed away. You know all those things that you've been caught up with and that's been you've been dragging behind you? I just love this analogy. Here you go. I have a new grandson. He's 2 years old. He carries a little load behind him every now and then. Yesterday, Josh just changed his diaper. 2 minutes later, there was this package behind him. And he goes, poof, oh my goodness. And sometimes we're carrying a load behind us. And I'm having, no, it stinks. No. And it weighs you down. It's time to get changed. Oh, it is. Lord, thank you, Lord. Lord says it's time to change your diaper and grow up. Hallelujah. Now all things, watch this. Now watch this. All things have become new. Now all things are of God, who are reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and having given us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us what? The ministry of. So you don't know what your ministry is? Here it is. Jesus said, this is it. Your ministry is reconciliation. What does that mean, brother? That means bring people back to Jesus. Reconciliation. Your ministry is bringing people back to Jesus. Whether you're preaching here, whether you're playing a piano, whether you're vacuuming the carpets, cutting the grass, washing the windows, running out to Walmart, saying, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Whatever. You see, too many people are looking for positions with a name in a church. That's not what we're supposed to be striving for. If I'm not the deacon, if I'm not an elder, if I don't have a ministry in the church, then I'm going somewhere else. How about going to Walmart? How about talking to your mechanic, your family? Say family. How many of you know you got family members that need Jesus? That's your ministry. You got friends at work that go into hell if you don't tell them about Jesus. Neighbors, everybody that don't know Jesus, that's your ministry, is to bring reconciliation from the Lord Jesus Christ to a dying world. Mission field. Do you know what the Lord says? Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth. All right, say me. Oh, there's about 10 of y'all didn't even say it. He said, I ain't saying it. I don't want him to send me, send him. Don't send me, Lord. I'm busy. I got a busy schedule. I got more on my plate than I can handle. Then get some off your plate. Start scraping your plate. Start scraping it. Open the garbage. Start scraping your plate into the garbage and let the Lord serve you what he wants you to have. Amen? You'll have a better life. It's going to be so good. You know, I have this issue in my life. It's kind of like right here. I hear a lot of people saying, I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't eat that. I eat everything. I never had options when I was a kid. You ate it or else I'll punch you in the head. Okay, yes, ma'am. So that now I just eat everything. There's like very few things that I don't like. Or I won't eat. I don't know what they are yet, but I'll find them sooner or later. Reconciliation. God's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Why? That is that God was in Christ, reconciled the world to himself. Christ reconciled the whole world already. Our job is to go find them. Say, find them. Go look for them. They're out there. There's a lot of people that need Jesus. There's a lot of people that actually want Jesus. They just don't know it yet. So you got to present it in a package that's appetizing. What did I just say? Oh, I'm just going to beat them in the head with the Bible and tell them to repent and go, or else they're going to hell. See how that works for you. There's a lot of people trying that, and they might get one or two. But how many of you know Jesus said, be all things to all people? That means adjust your attitude. If you gawky people, if you don't like bald-headed people, repent and start praying for bald-headed people. If you don't like long-haired people, repent and pray for long-haired people. If you don't like women, repent and pray for women. That's for the women, not the men, okay?
Some men want to minister to women. Oh, baby, you need Jesus.
Let me tell you all about him. Come on to the house. Wrong attitude. Wrong spirit. Huh? I mean, you know a few of them that want to talk to just... I'm just going to minister to the ones that I want them. Whoo, baby, you fine. You got the same problem David had when he peered off the balcony and saw Delilah. Delilah. Bathsheba. Samson. What an idiot he is, huh? How many of you know that story of Samson and Delilah? What an idiot. How many of you can know that he was an idiot? How many of you know that? Well, I better not call you an idiot. Some of us are doing the same thing. We're telling it that, well, devil, here's what. We're not following Jesus. We're doing what we want to do and asking God to bless it because you know my heart, God. Say he knows your heart. I got to find out where my mat and my notes, okay? He has committed to us the word reconciliation, just like Peter. When Peter said, I never knew him. How many of y'all realize that you've done things like that when people come up and ask you about church, when people come up and ask you about Jesus, when people come up and ask you about forgiveness? Well, you know, I don't want to get spiritual. I don't want to talk to you here at work. I don't want to get about Jesus. I don't want to be talking about Jesus in front of everybody. But if you're a mechanic and somebody says, man, I had a transmission problem. Man, we were under the car all weekend. We worked on it. And you'll spend the next hour telling them about your transmission job or hunting or fishing or whatever you really like to do or your new property or your house or whatever. Man, you will spend hours telling them all about what you experienced. But wait a minute, Jesus, well, we can't talk about that. Time, say it's time for us as Christians to step up and realize that we only have one life to live. And I'm not talking about a soap opera. I'm talking about we have today, only today, because we're never promised tomorrow. So we better get on board on what's going on. We better get on board with the program. How do you do this, brother? How do you live it one day at a time? Say one day at a time. Doing what God called you to do. Realizing that you're about my Father's, we're about our Father's business. How many of you know God loves you? How many of you know God loves Murray? We got to be about our Father's business. How many of you know Proverbs 10 and 12 says this? Love covers a multitude of sin, all, depending on your version. Are we working towards a goal in Christ? I beseech you therefore, brethren, in Romans 12 and 2. I'm sorry, Shari, I said that other scripture was it. That wasn't it. I'm going to get to it in a minute, I hope. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye by the renewing of your... that might prove... what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? It means living out your life. Living your life. You know what? You may not get it perfect today, but you can repent tonight and start over tomorrow morning. Say amen. Amen. You might make a mistake. Oh, I would think that most of us are going to make a mistake before we get home. Somebody's going to pull in front of you in the car and you're going to flip them off. Or you're going to cuss them. Or they're going to cuss you out. You're going to get ready to fight them. Or you're going to, whatever, Walmart, the line's closed. Why don't they open more cash? Well, now we got their self. You're going to be there going, and it's not going to go beep. Have you ever gotten mad at inanimate objects? My grandson, I've had a lot of experience this week. My son and my daughter-in-law is visiting with us, Joshua and Sari. Kaladin was outside and he had the basketball and he kicked it. He started crying because the ball rolled away and it wouldn't come back to him. Why did it come back to me? I thought of a lot of Christians right then. It's not doing what I want it to do. Ah! And he's loud, too.
The things we do.
Oh, my goodness. I got to jump on because I really need to get to where I want to be. Where's that scripture at? There it is. Okay, I don't know how to turn the page on that one. I'll jump past it. 2 Corinthians 6, 3 through 10. I want you to find yourself in this scripture. You ready? We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. Much in much patience, in much tribulation, in need. Is that the one? In distress, in stripes, in prison, in turmoil, in labor. You're working in sleep. I can't sleep. In fasting. Man, I've been fasting all week trying to find in purity, in by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor, by dishonor, by evil report, by good report, by deceiving, yet knowing truth, yet knowing and not known, and dying, and behold, we live, and chastened, yet not killed, in as sorrow, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. In other words, whatever you're going through, whatever's going on in your life, no matter what, give God glory. He's with you always. He says, even to the end. He's with us. He's faithful. He's true. He's holy. How do we endeavor? Again, one day at a time. That's why I jumped over it. By God's love. By knowing that God's love covers a multitude of sin. Let's see. Where am I going to go from here? I'm going to jump right. Go ahead and start the music because I want to get this going. Now, this is. I just asked him to play this song. And this is what I want you to realize something. Do you know that you're a minister of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do you know you've already been a testimony? Have you already been a witness? If you know that, then I would like you to step up on your feet right now and come right down here to the altar. Because you're fixing to hear a song that when you get to heaven, you'll understand that there's a lot of people that went before you. There's a lot of people that you witnessed to that's going to say this.
Thank you. Holy Spirit,
that ain't the right song. It's supposed to be thank you, Jesus. Where's Charlie? What you did? You done messed me up. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. I forgive you already. Hallelujah. If I offended you, you got to forgive me, okay? Hallelujah. I was somewhere with some pastors yesterday, and we was praying for this community. And it broke my heart because I did hear one of the pastors say this. I'm kind of offended because of this and this. And I was like, really? Like, you're a pastor. We're supposed to be forgiven immediately. Now, you ever heard the song, thank you for giving to the Lord? Thank you for giving to the Lord. I want to look at our church members. And I want to tell you as your pastor, thank you. Turn it up. Crank it up.
You were there with me.
Because they need to hear these words.
We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. Heard these angels singing.
If you can't understand it, read the words.
Someone called your name.
That ain't even the one, but that's all right.
You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came.
Walking in heaven, and he ran up to somebody.
And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And he said, but wait.
I want to
you
say
used
thank
to
you.
Teach my Sunday school.
Thank you.
Thank I was you. Only eight.
Thank you for serving the Lord. Thank
Every
you.
Every week you would thank say you. A prayer.
Thank you.
Before the class would
thank
start.
You. Thank you.
One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive.
I'm alive.
That was changed.
That was changed. I've never been changed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Thank you.
I am so glad you gave.
Thank you.
Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time.
Thank you.
A missionary came to your church.
Thank you.
His pictures made you cry.
Thank you.
And you didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm in heaven today.
There's a lot of people in heaven because of what you've already done. You may not see them, but one day, Jesus is going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
I am a lion.
If you're trying to come, quit coming. Just get ready for what he's got for you tomorrow. Tomorrow. Today.
I am so glad you gave.
So glad you gave. Your ability, your talent, your finances. So glad.
Far
I'm so proud to be your pastor. This is a given church.
Each life song.
I don't know if anybody here that holds back.
By your generosity.
But you've given to the Lord. Thank you so much.
Little things that you had done. Sacrifices you made. They were unnoticed on this earth. In heaven now proclaimed.
Don't forget where you came from.
I know up in heaven.
Don't forget where you came.
You're not supposed to cry.
Don't forget where you're going.
But I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord.
Thank you for 2019.
He said, my child.
And every year before that. Thank you for 2020 and every year after that.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Husband,
I am the life that was changed.
Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the word. The world, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, having no spot or wrinkles of any such thing, but that they should be holy and without blemish.
I am the light that was changed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for sending your Son, that you've given us life.
I am so glad you came.
I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you came here. Especially today. I'm glad you're here today.
I am so glad you came.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord and Savior. Pour out your spirit right now. Would you just grab onto somebody's hand next to you? Would you just grab onto somebody's hand next to you real quick? Just say, thank you, Lord, for the person on the right of me, whoever that might be, Lord. Thank you for the person who's on the left of me. Lord, we just thank you for what you have done in them and through them already and what you're going to do. Now, Lord, we continuously pray for this church, for this body of believers, for this local church, Lord, that we might be encouraged and that we might run the race that you've set before us, oh God, as this community of body of believers, that we would know, Lord, that you're here. Lord, that you know, that we know that you're here in our hearts, oh God, and in our lives. And Lord, we just pray again for the person on the right and the left of us for this year coming. Lord, that you would encourage them. Lord, that you would motivate them, Lord, that they would run and not grow weary and walk and not grow faint. But Lord, that they will seek your will, your face, each and every day. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen.
Amen.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you.
What a God, good God. Hey, guess what? It's 5 minutes to 12. Hallelujah. Bye. God bless you. Have a great new year.